talking with head coach Brad Gober of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, how's your summer going this summer?
Yeah, it's been a good start. You know, just like any summer, you know, it's chaotic and hectic and a lot of things going on, kids doing a lot of different things. And so, you know, it's been a good start and, you know, we're excited about where we're at and as a program and as a school with, you know, our weight room and everything we do with the kids. And so it's been hectic, but it's also been a fun start.
Well, Coach, you got a great life and a great family, and you were handed a gift of a new football field, stadium improvements. Just can't stress enough appreciation from patrons and the board and everything exciting for your program going forward. Talk about the improvements and the new artificial turf football field.
Yeah, it's going to make a huge difference, and what a great community we live in with you know the campaign that was run to raise the money for you know the whole facility from the track, the concession stands, all that stuff, and then turf. Just goes to show how great a community we have and how generous of a community we have, and it's going to be a game changer for us. You know, from a football standpoint, you know, being able to practice that every single day. You know, having the lines are all there every single day, never have to bug Rodney to come up there and paint. And what a huge blessing it is for him to not have to worry about that anymore as well. And, you know, just a consistent surface, and whether it's rains, whether it doesn't rain, you know, doesn't matter. You know, it's going to be consistent all the time. And, you know, it's going to be a really cool thing that the community is able to take advantage of, and the people of the community are going to be able to use. And it's going to be a really big deal when this thing's all said and done.
Well, Coach Gober, you have a current and former player in the news this week. Exciting news for senior Brody Linton committing to New Mexico to further his football career. And then, of course, Eli Johnson playing in the Shrine Bowl. Kind of talk about those two young men and what they mean to your program.
Yeah, you know, Brody, we're super excited for him. You know, the whole you know, landscape of college athletics has changed a lot in the last – you know, 5 to 10 years, and it's been you know, been a process that has been different, you know, than what it was in the past. But ultimately, you know, it all worked out the way it was supposed to, and he got an amazing offer. You know, I've got to talk to the coaching staff a few different times, and specifically his recruiter, Coach Booth, and you know, they just did a great job, you know, with him, and I'm super excited for Brody. You know, it's an amazing opportunity to get to play Division I football and to earn a scholarship, and that's one thing that you know, he's done. He's earned it, and a lot of hard work in the weight room, a lot of hard work playing multi sports, a lot of hard work on the football field at practice, film. You know, it takes a lot to get there, and so very, 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 very excited for him and what his future holds. He's going to be a special, special player at New Mexico. So super excited for him, and obviously Eli, you know, getting a chance to put on, you know, the Trojan decal one more time, and get a chance to put on the pads one more time. Just a lot of kids don't get that opportunity. You know, a lot of kids when their high school season ends as a senior, the vast majority of kids, that's the last game they'll ever play. And he was fortunate enough to get invited to the Shrine Bowl and deserved, and went out there and competed and played well in the offensive line, and you know, just really represented the Trojan program and the community of Beloit very, very well. And just knowing some of the coaches that were on the Shrine staff had nothing but great things to say about him, and just a really cool experience, and so proud of him, proud of them both.
Well, Coach, a lot of things have changed since you and I have been in high school. We had to slop pigs or carry buckets to feed cattle or grain in 5 gallon buckets to lift. And now we got a whole lifting program all summer. And now you can play 7-on-7 and go to K-State camp, go to this camp, go to that camp. Just kind of talk about the camps and weightlifting and how you're making your program and the kids better this summer.
Yeah, summer's gone well. You know, in the weight room side of things, you know, we consistently have about 120 to 130 kids every single day, and 7 through 12 that come through the program Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and they all work really hard, and it's a fun group. It's early mornings, and the one thing I always tell, you know, I tell our kids a lot, you know, there's a lot of kids sleeping in, a lot of people doing different things right now, and but you're choosing to be here because you guys are all making it a priority, and that's important, because You know, if you're not working out and lifting in the summer, you're falling behind, and that's just the reality of what it is now. You know, the strength conditioning world has changed a lot in Kansas in the last 20 years, 25 years. It's made our athletes obviously much, much faster, much bigger, much stronger, which has all been really good. And then the football side of things, I mean, just there's a lot going on. You know, we got fed football, our football camp, went to a Bueller camp, we've gone to 7-on-7, took a few players to the K-State football camp. So it's all gone really well so far. Our kids are competing and doing a good job. And you know, the month of June is a crazy month, but you know, it's been really, really fun, and we've seen a lot of improvements, and you know, really excited for, you know, the rest of the summer, and really excited for the season when it gets here in August.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Thanks for the updates. So many great things happening for Beloit Trojan football, and we'll talk in a couple, only about 60 days till you go to fall camp.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, John.